This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
I never mooted.
That's all right. I could tell you didn't mute.
I didn't moo.
I could see you didn't.
I got back and mooted.
I know. I texted you to moot.
Oh.
And then I didn't do it myself.
That's all right.
I'm like a Democrat. Do as I say, not as I do.
There you go.
God damn. Hey, I got something that before we start the show.
Okay, what do you got?
Because I mean, really reminded me, Adam. Adam Izglazian, Adam and the Metal Hawks, guy who sings our song at the beginning of the show. He'd been doing TikTok videos because he does a fantastic impersonation of Jack Black. And I don't know if you can pull it or not, but it's on my page from May 29th. Adam was impersonating Jack Black from, what's the name of the group he does? Whatever the hell, the something. Him and the fat bald guy singing stuff in their movies. And Adam does a great impersonation of him, but he's been trying to get his attention. He got his attention on the 29th. Jack Black TikToked in with Adam, and he jumped in and finished the song clip.
Oh shit.
It was brilliant.
Is it on ZipDip or is it on your
No, it's on my regular page on the
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can send you the link.
Oh, I'll find it.
All right.
Unless you posted too much shit on your Facebook in the last, you know.
Nah, just scroll down, man. Like 10 things down. It's not that far.
I'll find it. Oh, yeah. I we'd rather go naked than wear a mask. I like that.
You like that one?
Okay. Yeah, that was great. It's
a protest I can get behind.
Absolutely.
Especially since the sign was in front of him.
And in front of the sign, too.
Yeah, well, it's a Photoshop sign, but, you know, whoever Photoshopped that sign, it should say, wear a mask, not just mask, wear mask.
All right, here you go. You ready for Jack Black? And
you got it?
Check
this out, Rick. You'll love it.
Getting ripped tonight. R.I.P. that long-ass fucking time ago in a town called Kickapoo. Lived a humble family, religious through and through. But yeah, there was a black sheep and he knew just what to do. His name was Young J.B. and he refused to step in line. A vision, he did see it, fucking rocking all the time. He wrote a tasty jam and all the planets did align. Getting ripped tonight. All
right. Now, see, the cool thing about that is, without watching the video, you can't tell where Adam stopped and Jack Black kicked in.
Oh, you can't.
Not like one person.
Yeah, Adam is a fantastic impersonator, man. Yeah, he did our COVID spots. He did Kermit and
this is international film.
Oh, I thought it was right there. Sorry, I thought.
What's the other guy? Christopher Walken. I love Christopher Walken. He does a great Christopher Walken. I wrote it for him though about if somebody gives you a watch that was up their ass in Vietnam, make sure you put a lot of Lysol on it. You get COVID from your ass. I don't know. It was early in the pandemic, man. We had to come up with something.
We didn't know. Maybe you could have.
And then the Kermit one was he has to go now. He has to have some pork for dinner or something. Yeah. You know, I can't do the skill part, but I can write it. Okay. Yeah, about all I can do is screw you, hippies. That's about my only reliable one anymore. I don't practice them.
Just Cartman, that's it.
Yeah, I do Cartman, that's it. I love Mini-Me. Does Butters.
I'm Butters.
Oh, Butters is great, man. So we'll start talking like Cartman talking to Butters.
And you know when they actually do Cartman, that they speed up his voice a little bit, or actually they change his pitch. What the writer's name? I've been watching. He does, you know, he does the whole recording, you know, for Cartman. And I'm looking at it and I go, that doesn't sound like Cartman. Then in post-production, they just jack the pitch up a little bit, and it's Cartman.
That's
so he doesn't do it like, you know, live.
Well, no, and that's, you know,
that's Trey Parker.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Him and Matt Stone have been doing this for, Jesus God, almost 30 years now.
And they pick on everyone, so nobody can get pissed
off.
The
cool thing about them is they're basically libertarians. They lean more conservative than liberal, which for anybody in creative arts these days is a little bit unusual. But anyway, welcome to Off Talk Radio for June
1st, 2020.
One. Yesterday was a Memorial Day. That's a day we honor our fallen, and we thank them for preserving our freedom. Perhaps someone should tell the fake VD, the fake VP,
She's got a venereal disease, I'm sure.
Kamala Emhoff. That's her real name. She tweeted on Friday that we should, quote, enjoy the three-day weekend, unquote. Absolutely no mention of the troops, the heroes, the fallen, or even the name of the frickin' holiday and what it means. Thanks, Zuckerberg, for getting them elected. This is all your fault. But following up, actor Chris Pratt, who would make a much more honorable vice president, took advantage of the fact that he's huge box office and can't be silenced by the Hollywood left. To quote, Chris Pratt blasts anti-American losers in patriotic Memorial Day message. He basically retweeted something from former UFC star Tim Kennedy, who's a pretty cool guy. And then he commented on it. And Chris Pratt's comment was, that's Tim Kennedy's. He said, why is the damn picture in front of this now?
Because they know you're looking at it.
I don't want the picture in front of the damn things. Anyway, he saw these images of two Marines in front of a grave at Arlington for one of their buddies, David James Smith, who died at age 35 or 6 there, it looks like. 35. I saw these images on Tim Kennedy MMA. Please look at each one. Pause and give them your consideration. America's exceptional armed forces have altered the course of the world for the better. For the Union Army defeating slave-owning Confederates, to the Greatest Generation and her allies vanquishing the Nazis, or our special operators hunting down the perpetrators of 9/11. We count the names of each fallen soldiers, lest they be countless. They are the good guys. They run to the sound of gunfire. They know pain and suffering we never will. They've given us the most free and decent society planet Earth has ever seen. We run the risk of losing that decency when we fail to instill gratitude in the minds of our youth or the perspective of what it actually means to be free. Should they never learn the selfless sacrifice of our armed service members in the face of oppressive evil. So join me in showing support for our fallen. Take a quiet moment to really consider the sacrifice. And if you use the comments section of the post like this to bitch and moan about America, please understand there are countries in the world where criticizing your government will get you killed or imprisoned. Criticism is a right and necessity in amending the flawed systems of man. So by all means, let your voice be heard. But never forget your right to free expression is paid for in blood. May God give their souls rest, and may they live in our memories this weekend and always. That was some beautiful shit.
That's one of the better ones I've seen.
God bless Chris Pratt. And, you know, it was just awesome. You know, that was so good, I think I can even forgive him for the movie Passengers now.
It was pretty awful.
That was really
I do awful. Remember seeing it after you told me which one it was, where they were asleep in space. It was
yeah, it was Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence and, wow. and some guy who played a robot. And believe
don't watch
me,
it.
It sucked the big one.
Don't watch it. But yeah,
he's never going to watch it now.
Why do you think that our VP, I won't even call her by her name, but why do you think our VP didn't have the decency to pay respect to what the weekend was all about? I mean,
because she wanted to post a picture, a selfie of her smiling and say, enjoy the 3-day weekend.
Well, you see,
liberals only care about the military when they can start wars, because then their buddies get paid.
This is true.
You know.
And
And if I can say, Vasilevskiy is, if he doesn't win the Vezina for best goaltender in hockey, there's something fucking wrong. I'm just watching the Hurricanes put it on the Lightning here in the last 2 minutes trying to catch up. It's 2-1 Tampa with 8 seconds left. Yeah. And he just made three saves that are otherworldly. Oh, we've got an otherworldly story coming up too.
What did Biden just tap our lovely VP? I know she's in charge of the border, which it's been like 70 some days since she's addressed anything at the border. But she just got tapped for another position yesterday or this morning. Do you know what that position was? Yeah, she's in charge of something else.
Yeah, figuring out ways to give more government money to Black Americans so they quit voting for Trump.
So this one, she probably will be all over.
Yeah, well, you know, I've got, actually, that's the next thing I got coming up.
Oh.
After my favorite story of the week.
Oh, okay.
And this isn't that big a story, but it's still my favorite story of the week.
Tell us
what. This week, in our Liberals or Hypocrites segment, we have a very good win from Atlanta. Atlanta Councilman Antonio Brown, who voted to defund the police, had his car stolen. An Atlanta mayoral candidate who voted to sequester $73 million from the city's police department budget reportedly had his car stolen by a group of young thieves this week and wound up thanking the cops for their help. City council member Antonio Brown had just gotten out of his white Mercedes coupe to speak to fellow community leaders Ben Norman in Northwest Atlanta's Dixie Hills community Wednesday when he spotted four or five kids, the youngest only six or seven. The children were walking around the store and within seconds were inside Brown's car. One kid was in the driver's seat. Ben attempted to open the door and get him out of the car. He fought with Ben. I then engaged to try and get him out of the car. The three other kids were trying to figure out how to get the car in the car or stay out of the car, and the kid hit on the gas and he let go. As he started to speed up, I knew that if I had not let go, I probably could have got myself killed because he was going fast and I would have started to tumble and I would have hurt him. Oh God. So there you go. That's the liberal attitude. Okay. He hates the police, but he called them and they were after his car. They haven't recovered his car though.
Well, we've talked about this before, too.
But he was worried about he might have hurt the criminal. I might have hurt him. All he was doing was stealing a car. It was your car, you hypocritic pussy wimp.
Well, look at all the Democrats that wanted to defund the police, but their mansions are surrounded by gates and armed security. You know, I mean... They don't want guns, they don't want police, but yet they fortify themselves behind armed guards and walls.
And Antonio Brown not only has a Mercedes coupe, but he also has the 2021 equivalent of Malcolm X eyeglasses on, and I'll bet you money he doesn't even need eyeglasses. You know, they're just a bunch of hypocrites. By the way, Lightning went 2-1, they're up 2-0. And we are still the champions till somebody beats us, bitches. Thank you. Thank you very much. So Biden, speaking of which, I observed this afternoon. I suffered through this for the show. This is the kind of effort I put in for our show, guys. I listened to Biden for 30 friggin' minutes today.
Oh, that's your problem.
I'm getting no sympathy. I
couldn't listen.
Yeah.
Rick would have listened.
I was at work. I will not listen. No.
No.
To be honest,
he would have listened.
I probably would have listened if I'd actually known he was going to speak, because when he speaks, it makes for great TikTok clips.
Well, that's my point. Biden must have taken his drugs today. I know this because he did a 20-minute speech. It might have even been 30. Somewhere between 20 and 30. In Tulsa. And while he pandered and he lied plenty, his only gaffe was... talking about a five-year-old kid and ice cream right at the beginning, which was cringeworthy. But at least he didn't mention the hair on his legs or corn pop while pandering to a mostly black crowd about a real horror, which was the 1921 massacre that started over a real-life To Kill a Mockingbird scenario. You know, a black guy touched a white woman and, you know, all hell broke loose. In To Kill a Mockingbird, the guy got put on trial He got off by what's his name, the actor. But in this case, like 300 people got killed. It was just freaking horrible. But in Biden's speech, he kept mentioning the KKK all the time. And he said, they're proud. These people were proud to be KKK. They didn't even hide it. And in the Congress at that time, there were 37 representatives and 5 senators who were openly members of the KKK. And the crowd's like going, oh, that's right. What Biden forgot to mention was that all 42 of them were Democrats. You know, he just kind of left that little part out, you know. Wasn't germane to the story he was trying to spin here. So, Joe, here's your advice. This is from me, from Zip, from my heart. I'm trying to help.
Keep taking the medicine?
Come on, Phoebe. Not only should you keep taking the medicine and not have any dogs. You're not good with dogs. Maybe if you really want to help Black Americans, maybe you should just stop helping. You know, the record of failure since 1964 is horrible, and it's obvious to anybody with a brain who can look at numbers and results. And hell, look at social media videos. Look at, you know, the friggin' fights that break out in Popeye's chickens and Target stores and crap all over the country every weekend. You know. But liberals don't want to help Blacks. They really don't. They just want to pander to Blacks, because if they actually help Blacks, that would end their dependence on government. Dems want them dependent on government, because that's how they win elections. Because if we're giving you free shit, you're going to vote for us. They're talking about reparations today and all kinds of crazy fucking shit. What happened in 1921 was a horrible thing. And, you know, I'm glad that American president went there and addressed it on the 100th anniversary, but he didn't have to make up shit. You know, he went back to the Charlottesville crap, you know, that they were blaming on Trump, you know, and he went back there. Did you see their faces when they came out of the woods? No, because you didn't see them either, asshole. That's just a story that you were telling throughout the whole campaign, and it's stuck in that feeble little mind of yours. So you thought, well, I'll just bring it out today again, because I haven't mentioned it in like 8 months, so let me bring it out. I'm just tired of this pandering. It's horrible. But, you know, the thing that Freudenstein kept promising was equity. Well, that's a current buzzword of the woke. So let's look at it. You know, we got equality versus equity. Now, I'm going to give you the definitions. Equality means each individual group of people is given the same resources or opportunities. We give you a chance. You're entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's in the preamble to the Constitution of the United States. But equity is not in the Constitution. What equity does is recognize that each person has different circumstances and then allocates the exact resources and opportunities needed to reach an equal outcome. Okay, so that's what they want. They want everybody to have an equal outcome. So if you are a star baseball player, okay, so let's just say Bryce Harper, because I follow the Phillies. You're Bryce Harper. You were on the cover of Sports Illustrated when you're like 15 years old. You're a phenom. You got drafted right out of high school with the number one pick. You're in the major leagues at age 18. And you sign a contract that was actually below market value because you wanted to stay in this one place for a long time. But he's making about $25, $27 million a year on average for 13
years. Oh, poor fucking baby.
Well, there's a half a dozen people that are making more than he is.
So what? But if he can't live fine. The rest of his life off of that point. Kind of, no. I know, but
wait a minute. You're a conservative.
This shit pisses me off.
You should not. No, why should it piss you off? That's what the market will pay. That's what he deserves. If the market can afford that, that's what you get. And if you're really a conservative, you should never resent anybody doing well. You should encourage people doing well.
I do encourage people to do well. These
Bryce
guys
Harper,
play fucking
who's a
baseball.
Star player, he's a star player. He's an all-star, you know, all the time. He was an MVP. Okay. Should he give his money back so that Matt Joyce, who's a career journeyman and he's making $2 million a year, gets the same amount of money as Bryce Harper? Let's make everything equal. That's equity. Okay. Equality is Matt Joyce made the major leagues And he had a chance to become a star too. And because he is just a journeyman player, he makes a couple of million dollars a year, and Bryce Harper makes 12 times as much. That's the way America is supposed to work. I got a serious fucking problem when you tell me that people who don't go to college, don't learn anything, don't work hard, don't even want a friggin' job, should make the same kind of income and have the same results of people who go out and bust their ass for 65 hours a week like I did my whole career. Okay? That's what I have a problem with. Please, go ahead.
I agree with you. Other than I still want to go back to the whole point of the, and it's not just athletes, it's movie stars, it's politicians, it's all these people that are making all this buku buck and then complain that it's not enough. I'm sorry, if you're making $24 million a year over 13 years and you can't fucking afford to live, then you've got a serious fucking problem. You need to stop buying cars and jets and yachts and planes and houses.
100% they couldn't afford to live.
Well,
I said the point is he earned his contract through his performance.
Well, but you said that he should have earned more, and he.
No, that was an aside. I'm sorry, I threw that in there.
But that's still the point. These players don't think they make enough money, and these players and these movie actors are making more money for one game than most of us will ever see in our lifetime, and that. And to be wanting more and to hold out for bigger contracts. And these people need to learn to adjust their lifestyles to live off from $24 million a year. I live off from $75,000 a year. They need to learn to live off from $24 million a year and stop being so fucking greedy.
When I started with my last company, I made well above average wages when I started. But within 3 years, I was making double what I started at. And the reason I was making double what I started at is because I provided value to the company.
I understand, okay? But we're not.
And I earned my money, but I don't think somebody who just showed up and at the company should be, you know, making six figures.
No, I totally agree with you there. But you're talking about, you know, and I don't know your exact amount of monies, but you're talking, you know, 250, 300,000, you know, in that range. That's a total different cry from $24 million or what some of these other, what's the highest paid baseball player rate make right now a year?
High 30s.
And there's no reason to even be paying them that much.
Mahomes makes over 40.
I just think that's a whole different topic. I know it's completely different.
Yeah, but I will give you this example, though, Slim. While I was damn good at what I did, a couple of million people a week didn't tune in to watch me.
I understand that. I've seen, okay, have you ever watched the show Undercover Billionaire? Or there's a couple of
Mark Cuban was on it one time.
Okay, they strip these celebrities of their credit cards, their bank accounts, their everything, and they have them go out and try to start a business. And let me tell you what, by day three, most of them are regretting the fact that they no longer have a bank account or credit card and somebody to wipe their ass. And that's sad. None of these people that are making these buku bucks could afford to live the life that I have to live every single day, or the life you have to live, or the life Rick has to live. And we have it good. Look at some of the other people that don't have it nearly as good as we do, that actually have to live, you know, wondering where their next meal is actually going to come from. And these players are doing something that they enjoy. They're playing baseball. I mean, I would play baseball for the fucking food allowance that they get. Last I knew, they got $100 a day for food allowance. I'd go play baseball for the New York Yankees right now just for the food allowance a day. Because but these guys want more.
We're fastballing what it used to be, though, Slim.
No, it's not. But movie actors are the same way. Look at how many movie actors will turn down a script because it's not worth. They're not going to get paid enough money before they actually land an actor in their budget. You know, come on, guys. You're going to go give, you know, 6 months of your life to make, you know, $18 million or $20 million, but it's not enough. It's not enough because I have to have 90 houses.
I got no problem with it. We can disagree on that.
That's okay. No, that's fine. This is why I don't watch sports. It's one of the biggest reasons I don't watch sports, because there are a bunch of
I never resent anybody succeeding. Like I said, Jeff Bezos is one of the biggest liberal assholes.
Succeed?
There are out there, but, you know, he's also the first or second richest man in the world. And his stock has been very, very good to me and my family. So.
But that's a little, I look at that a little differently. I mean, sports, it's an I know it's a job, but it's entertainment. The same with movies. There should be a cap. There should be a salary cap. I mean, there's a minimum. So there should be a cap.
It's for the whole team.
Yes, I understand that. But that doesn't mean that they can't give their whole fucking payroll to one guy. I mean, they couldn't obviously do that.
Would you look at somebody like Tom Brady? Tom Brady plays for $25 million a year. And when you look at him on the quarterback rankings in the NFL, what is he, like 9th or 10th?
Guess what? I'm going to blow your whole point right out of the water because guess what? You just made me remember that you're right. There is a cap in baseball, but guess what? How many of these teams have to pay other teams money because they don't have enough of a cap? Does that not happen? Do the Yankees not have to forfeit money back to Major League Baseball?
If they go over the cap, they do. I don't know if anybody's over it this year. Okay, well, a couple years ago, the Yankees were over it, and so was one other team.
Doesn't that fall along the same lines of this equity thing, though? Kind of.
Well,
kind of.
But yeah, professional sports wants parity. Parity is not equity. Okay. Equity would be everybody goes 8-8 and everybody has a chance to win the Super Bowl. Parity is everybody goes 8-8. Equity is everybody gets a Lombardi trophy and everybody doesn't get a Lombardi trophy. Only the Tampa Bay Bucks have one this year.
Give Rick a chat. I just took way too much
time. Green Bay.
What do you think, Rick? Here, come on. Chime in
all our fans in Wisconsin.
On all of it.
If I was playing, more than making $24 million a year, I would work 1 year and be set for life.
There you go. And you wouldn't even bitch about it, would you?
I wouldn't say a word.
There you go.
$24 million, I break my arm. I'm still getting my $24 million. I can't play ever again. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
I like it. See?
Oh, but see, I played baseball. I could never quit.
No, I'm not saying I would quit. I'm not going to, scream and yell because I'm only making 24. How can I survive on
20? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I don't think any of them scream and yell, but when you hear them screaming and yelling on contracts now, it's a negotiation ploy. That's all. And it's more their agents than the players. The players aren't that stupid. But my point is equality means you all get a chance
to do it. And it's up to you.
You can start playing peewee football when you're 8. You can bust your ass and you can succeed in high school. You can go on to college and keep working and working and working. You make the NFL and you can make the minimum, which is still $600,000. And if you become a star, you can make, 15 million. But there aren't that many guys in the NFL that make that. Basketball is the one that's really bad because basketball keeps changing the rules all the time. And they got all that Chinese money coming in now. And they'll play guys you never even heard of for making $35 million a year. And that's a little weird, but hey, if they can afford to pay him that, I resent LeBron James' mouth. I don't resent LeBron James' paycheck. Never have, never will. No. But I don't want everybody having, everybody isn't LeBron James. LeBron James is the second greatest basketball player of all time, or maybe third, but second. And, I posted this joke the other day, just so I can get it out here again, because I told it today at the poker table. A reporter asked Michael Jordan if his 90s Bulls teams could beat LeBron's Lakers team right now. And Michael Jordan said, yeah, I think we could. And the reporter said, well, by how much? And Jordan said, yeah, 2 or 3 points. And the reporter said, that's all, just 2 or 3 points? And he goes, yeah, but you got to remember, we're all almost 60. That was still a good one. Anyway, stupid criminal of the week. Because I don't want the cards and letters. All right. Stupid criminal of the week. And I'm not going to tell you who the stupid criminal is until we finish the story. But the owner of a Maywood barbershop, Maywood is a part of Chicago, southwest side, I believe. He was charged with killing a customer who refused to pay for his haircut.
Oh. I would too. No, I guess I wouldn't.
He's being held in lieu of $250,000 bail after he allegedly shot and killed a customer who refused to pay. His name's Deshaun McCordery. He's 40 years old. He was charged with first-degree murder in last Tuesday's shooting at the Studio 914 barbershop in Maywood. That day, 31-year-old Christian McDougald refused to pay for a haircut and began arguing with the barbers at the shop. After the dispute moved outside, everyone left except for McDougald, the non-payer, and McCordery, the owner. That's when McCordery allegedly shot McDougald once in the chest when he followed the shop owner back to the back door of the shop. The owner was turned around and was leaving. He was going back.
See, this is where I was confused. The owner was actually done with the situation. It was pretty much just going to say, I don't want the money. Just, you know, get out of here kind of situation.
And McDougal came after him. And McCordery shot him. Killed him. Killed him dead.
You know, he had his free haircut. He should have just walked away.
The shooting was caught on surveillance camera. A witness identified McCordery as a shooter. A gun tied to the shooting was found in McCordery's coat. He wasn't trying to hide it. He had ammunition matching the shell casing in his car. Now, there were other guns found at the place that belonged to his business partner, who was has a felony conviction, has four previous felony convictions, and he was charged with unlawful possession of those weapons. But the owner, the owner who shot the guy, has a permit for the gun. His gun's registered. He has a concealed weapons carry thing. You know how hard they are to get in Chicago?
You don't have it anymore.
Yeah. And his attorney is already saying this guy, McDougal, who he shot, was the aggressor. And this guy's got eight independent contractors that work at his shop. He supports two sons in college. And McCordery's only prior convictions were for weed. And that was 17 years ago.
I think you're going to see a deal. This is going to, the charges will get changed in this. I know this is a stupid criminal.
But the stupid criminal is who?
The guy who died.
The guy who didn't pay for the fucking haircut. He didn't pay for a haircut, and then he wanted to fight about it.
When the owner gave up and was just letting him leave.
That's your stupid criminal right there. Yeah?
These people are just idiots.
Well, I'll tell you what. If they start a GoFundMe for the barbershop owner, I'm contributing because that's bullshit.
I honestly, what was he charged with? Was he charged? What did they charge him with?
First-degree murder.
Okay. You're going to find a lawyer that's going to take this, and it is going to actually be self-defense. Maybe. It depends on if he brought the gun. Was the gun on his possession? Was he actually carrying the gun in a concealed carry, or was the gun in a drawer like the other guy's guns in the barbershop?
No, he must have had it on him.
Must have had.
It was in his coat pocket.
If the video shows any sort of aggression, with the customer, by the customer coming back, that shows aggression in itself.
Yeah, when you turn around and somebody comes after you, that shows intent.
Yeah, so I mean, I think a good lawyer gets this guy off with self-defense.
Well, in Florida, this is open and shut. You got this. The guy wouldn't even been charged. But this is Chicago.
Yeah,
it was a black owner shooting a black customer. So,
yeah, but guns are still bad.
We don't know who the bad guy is, so I guess the bad guy will be the gun. I'm going to skip the next two. I want to go to your UFO story.
Okay, that's fine.
Because the UFO evidence keeps leaking out. And this is fascinating to me and hopefully a little bit scary to everybody who's paying attention.
Disclosure's coming, guys. Disclosure's coming.
2019, the USS Omaha, it's already been out there that they had spotted UFO over the task group. I think it was in the Pacific Ocean, wasn't it? It was off the coast of San Diego. But apparently it wasn't one UFO. It was now called a swarm of unknown objects surrounded multiple Navy warships off the coast of San Diego, July 2019. The USS Omaha encountered as many as 14 UFOs all at the same time. For 2 hours. This shit was all around. If you were a sailor on that ship, tell me you wouldn't have been wet in your friggin' drawers.
Well, I have big. There's big guns, so I, you know, I wouldn't have been.
Oh, come on, man! If they could fly, they fly across the damn solar system, or the universe. Yeah, I don't think the surface to air missiles on the ship are really going to be a big problem for them. That's why this is scary to me. You know, objects, a self-illuminated spear about 6 feet in diameter, flew alongside the Omaha for an extended period and was observed through a thermal sensor in the ship's combat information center. Filmmaker Jeremy Corbell released the Navy video. It says similar events reported by 8 other Navy ships in the same area over 3 days. It appears to be coordinated interaction. It said the circumference was about 100 miles and there were up to 50 to 100 contacts. Yeah. Now, these could have been like alien drones. You know, I mean, they're only, it was the one that they saw close enough to tell how big it was only 6 feet.
So, and I think I already know the answer to this question, but I'm going to throw it out there. Is there any possibility that these are drones from another country with some superior cloaking technology of some sort that we just don't know about? I mean, is that actually a possibility or no? You'd think that there's no country that's sophisticated enough to pull something like this off that we don't know about it and it is considered a UFO.
It's hard to say. They haven't released the telemetry data. How fast they moved, some of this stuff that we saw the footage from, I think it was an F-15 from 2018. And the way that cylindrical object was moving defied physics.
Well, I watched that Skinwalker Ranch show and they have stuff flying in the air on there. And I mean, we see it plain as day. Skinwalker
Ranch?
Yeah, it's a
ranch. Is that a whorehouse in Vegas?
No, it's one of those reality TV shows on History or Nat Geo. I don't even know what it's on. But
Rick, doesn't Skinwalker Ranch sound like a place you'd want to go to when you get off the plane at McCarran?
Yeah, let's go to Skinwalker Ranch.
You don't want to go there? Place. Not to this place.
No? No. They don't have overpriced ho-hos?
No. Nope. Or Whipples.
Well, I don't think Whipples would make much money at a ho-ho ranch. You know, the guy that owned the Bunny Ranch, he died. He was running for Congress, too, and he was way ahead in the polls for the Republican primary. And he had a heart attack and died. But, I mean, the guy was banging hookers for 30 years.
I have to ask, because didn't Trump tell us he was going to disclose all of the UFO stuff, and he never did?
A lot of people were pushing him to do it. I don't know that he ever said he was that. Did you hear him say that?
No.
Okay. I wonder why. This is another one of those things like Bigfoot. I mean, Bigfoot, there's a lot less evidence in the world with Bigfoot. Because I'm sorry, by now, if there really was Bigfoot, a redneck in a tree stand would have shot one. I mean, there's enough rednecks that would sit in a tree stand for months to fucking shoot a Bigfoot. But there still isn't enough. There's not really enough evidence to point that there is actually aliens. All the evidence we have is just objects in the sky. We don't, and then a few crazy people that say they were taken into the ships, and you know, some of that I don't really believe. But there isn't a lot to support.
The one thing that supports it near the bottom of the article, Slim. It says Corbell obtained the video from sources he won't identify, but the Pentagon's UAP task force considers the Omaha spheres to be true unknowns. The ships that were under observation by the unknowns were unable to track where they came from or where they disappeared to. Some of them looked like they went into the ocean. And all of them instantly vanished from the sensors.
But now where's... And I'm not... I want to believe in UFOs, just like I want to believe in Bigfoot, because I want to go hunt them with Locke. But
Bigfoot.
Locke and I want to go on a Bigfoot hunting expedition.
Gotta do is then look down at your feet. I know what size shoes you wear.
This is definitely true. They have all this radar data. They have all these, you know, obviously telemetry data that we're not seeing. But if this stuff was really true, don't you think we would actually have some sort of real video that shows something more than just a light that moves fast? You'd think that we'd have a more up-close picture of one of these things. I mean, you've seen everything on all these documentaries. There's nothing. It's just like the Bigfoot pictures. There's nothing definitive in any of this stuff to say that it's an alien spacecraft.
Well, there are physical things that happened that defy what we are able to do now.
That is
correct. For example, these drones,
the way they move,
the drones that they were able to track that went into the ocean, they were moving at 50 kilometers per hour. The one was just basically circling the ship, 50 knots. And I don't know what that is, 57 miles an hour, something like that. Knots a little faster than a mile an hour. And another one was at 138, and they disappeared into the ocean. And they are able to track them with their underwater things for a little while. They're moving the same speed underwater that they were in the air. And there is nothing known to man on this planet that can do that.
Nothing. Wait. Time out. Nothing known to us common folk that can do that. You have to remember, there's so many secret government experiments. Look what they were able to do 20, 30 years ago that was so far ahead of its time. You don't think that our government has so many guarded secrets that of crazy I'm sure they can clone somebody by pushing a fucking button. They're not going to tell us all the shit that they've got. And if we've got it, you know, other countries have got to have some of this technology, too, because what do? Sell it to them, or someone does.
Yeah.
I still think I want to believe it's UFOs. I still think it's they are unidentified flying objects, but I still think they're from a country. I think it's some sort of country has built some sort of technology that we just don't know about.
I would make this argument on the other side. One, Russia can't afford to do it. Okay. Two, China can't afford to do things, but China's technology is not as advanced as ours. They stole the plans for the I want to call it the W-2 engine for the space rockets. I'm close. It's a W something. They stole that from Los Alamos back when Clinton was president.
No. They didn't steal it. They just probably was giving it to them.
They stole it.
Did they steal it?
Clinton appointed a Chinese national as one of the management people at Los Alamos, okay. And he was an agent for the Chinese, he stole the plans for the rocket engine and gave it to them. And then all of a sudden, 2 years later, guess what? China had intercontinental ballistic missiles, which they couldn't do before. So no, I don't think there's anything more advanced than we are. And if we have something that does like that, why are we buzzing the shit out of our own ships?
Well, you're right. I agree with you on that point completely.
Yeah. So
I'm interested to see where this goes.
I'm glad, and I can happily report to you that so far, I have not gotten an anal probe.
Yeah, me neither. Rick, you anal probes?
No. But if I tell you what, if an alien did come down here. And like you actually see them like, oh, pick me, take me with you. Just there is no more intelligent life down here. Please take me with you.
Fair point.
Yeah, but you.
There ain't as much as there used to be. Isn't that awful though? We got these smartphones, and you have more. You know, I had encyclopedias growing up as a kid.
Encyclopedia Britannica, buddy.
And they were written a couple years before I was born. And one of my grandparents, I forget which grandparent had them, but they gave them to me when they bought a new set. So I'm looking, you know, when I'm a teenager, I'm looking in stuff that's 14 or 15 years old, and I'm fascinated with this. And I'd sit there and read encyclopedias. I mean, okay, if I wasn't playing sports, I read. So one of the things I read was encyclopedias. Now you've got more information than was in all those encyclopedias I had.
And no one
in the palm of your hand. And we're becoming stupid as fuck. Rick is right.
I actually laugh at my teachers, though, because and you guys probably had the same thing. Your teachers always said you're not always going to have a calculator. You got to figure this stuff out on your own. You know, guess what? I have more than a calculator, bitch. Like you said, I have the Encyclopedia Britannica. I have Google. I have the whole world at my fingertips all day, every day. And you're right. The world has become stupider. They just read headlines. They don't ever go research anything or look anything up. It's just headlines.
I'm sorry. I got a message from a listener in San Diego.
What's the listener in San Diego have to say? Hi, listener in San Diego.
They said that they saw the spheres and they sort of lined up. A lot of people on shore saw them because this was just offshore.
So. I'm not doubting that something's out there. I had a talk with somebody today at gym when I dropped my daughter off, and this gentleman, he's got doctorate degrees. He's a very, very intelligent man, and he, you know, the point's very valid that he made. The universe is so big. We have explored so little of it. I mean, it is very possible that there is.
Well, hell, we even know what's under our oceans.
Right. I mean, we haven't explored tons of the oceans. So some of this stuff could be coming out of our oceans. Like, you know, these things disappeared into the ocean. It's really hard to say, but, you know, I believe in God. I don't go to church. He believes in God. He, you know, it does go to church. But one of the other points he made was, you know, do you think God just created just one planet? I mean, if you believe in God and you believe in the scripture, it's possible that God did create other planets. Earth wasn't the only one. So, I don't know. Maybe there is other intelligence.
I just finished watching season 5 of The Expanse on Prime, and there's weird alien life in that one, you know. But all the life in that show is humanoid, but it's only set, 150 years or so in the future. And people occupy most of our planetary system, the belt and Mars and Venus, and or not Venus, Mars. So, and the moon.
Well, you know, the one thing that's interesting too with everything. Ever since Roswell, which was, you know, where the UFOs supposedly crashed, and, you know, we had aliens, and that's the aliens we have in Area 51. The one thing that really has never changed since that incident is the descriptions of the aliens themselves. And again, I go back to, is there only one other life form, and it's these aliens? That's it. There's not two or three other life forms. Is it just the same set of aliens that keep visiting us? Because you have to admit that people's descriptions of it are pretty much spot on. There's not much differences in the way people describe the aliens and what they look like. Is that
fair?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just not convinced completely.
Rick, are you convinced of aliens?
It has to be. I mean, we can't be the only planet that has something.
And I think so.
As far as being the same type of aliens being described, maybe it's that same group that keeps on coming back and saying, now what the hell are they doing down there?
Yeah.
They want to entertain themselves.
Maybe it's just the closest. Maybe there isn't anybody that's closer. That's the thing.
I will tell you this about alien life. Just rolling it down. A meme I posted May 24th, and I got the 105 shares on it. So apparently I'm not alone.
Oh, you're not. UFOs are huge. I was part
no,
of
it's not about this. Is not about UFOs. Oh, it's just a point I want to make. It's a picture of Forrest Gump. And it says, I'm not a smart man, but why would bacteria on Mars be considered proof of life when a heartbeat on Earth isn't?
I absolutely love that. I tried to share it to my page, and it wouldn't let me because I wanted to. I wanted to help boost you up on that. I thought that was perfect, but for some reason I couldn't share it.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's for all you senators threatening the Supreme Court over their upcoming rulings. All right. Babies have a right to live. Doesn't matter what color they are, what religion they are. They're innocent life.
What are they trying real quick? What is the? I haven't paid attention.
Oh, there's a case. No, there's a case coming up that could put some crimps in Roe, which is one of the most poorly decided cases in history. They, you know, I believe in the Constitution, but I'm sorry, but the the right to abortion isn't in it, you know. And, you know, I, if a woman wants to abort a baby, you know, I'm, you know, I just stay the hell away from it. I don't ever even talk about this subject on the show, but
won't ask any questions.
You know, I mean, cause I mean, you gotta wrestle with the thing. What if your daughter was raped by a criminal and got pregnant?
That's one of the biggest things with these laws.
And the really far right people would say, well, it's still a baby and stuff. And then I cringe and I go, you know, I'm like 95% pro-life, and that would be the 5% I'm not, you know what I mean? There's no, the girl's life is already ruined by being attacked. But then again, some religious families, the girls have raised the babies and they seem well adjusted. I've seen documentaries about it. I don't know.
I'm very torn on
the. I don't make any pronouncements on that one, but
I'm very torn on this one because I do believe, you know, that the baby is, should have every right to live. But I also do understand that there is circumstances, you know, where the best option is, you know, to get rid of the baby.
You remember the left went all nuts when most states lowered the abortion length to 24 weeks. They went, oh my God, that's too short. 24 weeks, that's 6 freaking months.
Yeah, okay? I even think now that's too high.
Yes, I do too. And guess who else does? Liberal Europe. Most of Europe is at 16 weeks. 4 months. You know, almost 4 months. Once a baby has a heartbeat, it's a baby. That's where
you go. I was going to say my personal thoughts, not that I really agree on abortion, but I would say once a heartbeat is detected, if you're going to abort, it should be done within a week of the heartbeat being detected. You know, that's just kind of.
I think once a heartbeat is detected, that's when you should stop it.
Well, but I'm only saying a week so that you actually have a chance to go home and talk to your, you know, your spouse or your boyfriend or, you know. And
it's a tough subject. I don't mean to argue with you.
No. I'm not trying. I'm just saying I agree that it. Immediate should be is the best option, but people do need time to, you know, make decisions and put, or, you know, their things into order. I mean, you've been planning to have a baby, you know, it's a tough decision. It really is.
Rick's Italian, so
that's for me.
Yeah, I don't think any Italians believe in abortion until after the 13th child. I think that's the rule, right? Something like that. I could be a little off on that.
You see, now you can have 3 kids in China.
God.
You have to pay, though.
I did read that. You're right.
I didn't read the entire article. I skimmed it real quick, but you are allowed to have 3 kids in China now if you pay. So they're just going to increase the population even more.
You know, yeah, 1.5 billion isn't enough.
Where the fuck are they going to put them?
They're building islands all over the South Pacific. they want to take over Tibet, North Korea.
When are they going to start shipping them here?
Taiwan. They'll have places to put them. So anyway, hey, we got an interesting story here. Because this is the first. We have very few firsts on this show.
That's true. We've had it all.
I'll promise you, this is a first. It's our first ever follow-up to a follow-up follow-up. Yep, this is follow-up to the fourth power. We want to go back to our TikTok detective, you know, Idaho, Deputy Marshal Nate Sylvester. Remember, we talked about Nate Sylvester. We played his TikTok video where he was calling LeBron James to see if he could stop one black guy from killing another black guy. And, you know, LeBron's... ostensibly said no, because why? Because you're a white cop.
I have it here if you'd like to hear it.
Yeah, go ahead, play it again. You got time.
Bench, I've arrived at that disturbance. We have LeBron call my cell phone right away, please. Thank you. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. No, can you put the knife down, please, sir? Sir, no, sir, don't stab it. No, stop stabbing. Stop. Oh, hold on. It's LeBron. LeBron, hey, yeah, it's me again. Listen, I'm out here at this disturbance call, and there's a guy trying to stab another guy with a knife. What do you think I should do? Why does that matter? Okay, well, they're both black. One guy's trying to stab another guy with a knife. Deadly force is completely justified. I see. So you don't care if a black person kills another black person, but you do care if a white cop kills a black person, even if he's doing it to save the life of another black person? I mean, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but then again, you are really good at basketball, so I guess I'll take your word for it. All right. Yep. Okay. All right. Thanks, LeBron. Michael Jordan's the GOAT. What? Nothing. I gotta go. Sorry, guys. You're on your own. Good.
It's got tens of millions of TikTok views, and it also got him suspended for a while. And during that suspension, a GoFundMe raised $500,000. It might be higher now, but it was at $500,000 when we reported on it. And he said he would use that money to help other cops and stuff. He doesn't have to because it's in his name, but that's what he said he'd do with it. Then he also, then our third story about him, that was our second follow-up. Then our third follow-up, we found out that he just signed a book deal. Okay? This is our fourth and follow-up.
And was still not fired. Still had a job.
No, he had been reinstated. But they told him to just knock off the stuff, but they didn't tell him not to make TikTok videos anymore. Well, he made another one on the anniversary of George Floyd's death. That was last week, I guess. It was May something.
It wasn't a TikTok. It was a tweet, wasn't it?
No.
Well, it was a TikTok.
He put it on TikTok. And he said, and this is a quote, this isn't me saying it, this is the deputy. I can't think of a more fitting way to celebrate the memory of a career criminal than to have a shootout in the middle of a public street. That apparently was too much. And Deputy Marshal Nate Sylvester is now officially unemployed.
Fired.
You know, and be honest with you, I kind of worry about him because the LeBron thing was funny. The George Floyd thing isn't funny. You know, that's just kind of smarmy.
He took it too far, and yeah, that's what happens these times. They get away with it once, they get away with it twice, they get away with it three or four times, and then they finally take it too far and then wonder, what happened? And we see it on Twitter all the time. With you don't anymore because you're gone from Twitter. Rick, you're gone from Twitter, yeah. Too. But, you know,
look when I want to.
Right. Well, somebody will make a tweet and, you know, keep up. And eventually it becomes too much. And these people need the people in power, people that we look up to, these people making $24 million a year, the football players, the baseball players, the musicians, our politicians need to learn to control some of what they say. It especially in an official capacity, like when he was in his uniform. I mean, if he's not in his uniform, again, I it was all in good fun, but you got to be careful in an official capacity what these people say. They need to be held accountable in some cases. They're trying to hold Trump accountable for something he didn't even say. When you got people that do say stuff, but they don't hold him accountable.
Yeah, I think he thought he could get away with this because he didn't do it in uniform or while he was on duty. But, and, you know, in a way, it's a fair point, but it's not a good point. It's not a point that a white cop who's already got suspended for making fun of LeBron James should be saying. You know, the George Floyd thing was a situation where, you know, yes, he's a career criminal. No, should he be held up as a deity? Absolutely not. Should his family have $15 or $16 million from the GoFundMes? Well, you know, but the cop that was convicted didn't look to me or anybody else like he was a good cop. He looked like he was just like, fuck this guy. I'm going to hold him here. That's our policy. Screw it. How much force did he put on his neck? You know, probably not that much. But the guy was obviously in distress. He was saying he couldn't breathe when he was getting out of the car, when he was standing up, he was freaking out. He was obviously on drugs. And somebody that's in distress like that, you don't lay him down on the ground and have four guys hold him. And it was wrong. Now, the problem I had with it was, you know, you took a situation where most Americans agreed with the people who were pissed off about it, me included. And then they took a situation where they had 90-some% of America on their side and turned it into a perfect example of how they don't know how to act in a civilized society. and just wreck the country for the next few months. And was it encouraged by Democrats for political reasons? Yeah, I'm sure it was. There's examples of it I could point to.
They staged bricks in places.
Yeah. But you don't use the death of George Floyd as humor. You just don't. There's no reason to do it. It's wrong. So I got no problem with Deputy Sylvester getting canned over this. Do you guys?
No, he took it too far.
He definitely took it too far. So there you go. So even us conservative assholes can make a fair point once in a while, right?
Yep. And here's one point too to say though. He's not a bad cop. This doesn't make him a bad cop. I mean, he's no longer a cop, but this doesn't make him a bad cop. He just took his humor or his voice and just said something he shouldn't have said. It doesn't mean that he's going to act in a bad way as a police officer. It just he said something.
Well,
he
I don't know.
Have said.
He was.
We all say shit we shouldn't.
He
say.
Had made detective, so obviously he does have some police skills. Now, if he cans the crap, you know there is an officer death in Polk County last week.
Opening.
Yeah, and I think Polk County, Florida Sheriff Grady Judd, might have an opening. And you know I don't know, but. Grady Judd is the greatest sheriff in this country. And just because I love Grady Judd, we're going to give you an example of why.
We have received information in social media that some of the criminals were going to take their criminal conduct into the neighborhoods. I would tell them if you value your life, you probably shouldn't do that in Polk County. Because the people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns. And they're going to be in their homes tonight with their guns loaded. And if you try to break into their homes to steal, to set fires, I'm highly recommending they blow you back out of the house with their guns. So leave the community alone. And we'll do our best to support the community. But ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake about it. All of that ugliness has taken away from what we're united about. We're united about the conduct that you saw with George, where his life was taken with the knee to the neck. It's horrific, and there's not enough words to explain that. Let's keep the focus on that.
There you go.
He's an awesome man.
Well, he just said what we said. It was wrong. It was wrong. All cops aren't good cops.
Nope.
But, you know, blaming all cops for the actions of Chauvin.
You can't defund the police because you got one, you know.
Yeah, because then your Mercedes will get stolen and then you'll have to cry to the cops to help them find your Mercedes. Even while you're trying to defund them. Right, councilman from Atlanta? Dork. Anyway, hey, that's Off the Hook Radio for this week. Hopefully you're listening to us on our app, Zone Out Radio. Get that app in the Google Store or the Apple Store, Zone Out Radio. Yeah, when we're not on, you get 24/7 of music program by DJ Slim himself. Commercial free, I might add. And, all our American Idol stuff's on there, including our Idol contestant interviews. We had three good ones this year, including with the lady who should have won.
Yep.
Grace Kinsler. What else, Slim? What did I miss?
Nothing. That's it. You got anything else to add, Rick? Because you were kind of quiet this evening.
Yeah, I'm a little quiet. Yeah, nothing really. I just want the aliens to come. I want to go.
I want to go. He wants the fuck out of here.
Nah, he wants to have sex with a three-titted green alien. That's all.
Are you gonna take our?
He wants to be our new Captain Kirk.
Yes, Captain Kirk.
Listen.
Captain Kirk got laid everywhere, man. Come on, he didn't care.
If you go, take your cell phone. I will give you the call-in number, and you can just you can still call it every Tuesday night.
And please, aliens, if you're listening to this, don't give Rick an anal probe. He doesn't go that way. All right. Yeah.
No, I'm not
well, wait. If that's the only way he can go.
Oh, I'm not
Rick,
going. No.
You're staying here.
You got your line somewhere, baby.
That's like an exit only.
Anyway. Yeah, that, there's our answer for the first day of Gay Pride Month. There you go. We're terrible. But we're going to close tonight with a new hit record from our dear friend, Emily Brooke. It was just released last Friday. And it's doing very well on iTunes and Spotify and all them other places. Which one do we hate? Spotify we hate.
Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify's the only one that doesn't care our podcast, so screw them.
Yet I still pay my Spotify payment every month.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah, I've got a premium account.
All right. Well, we're going to close with Emily Brooke. This is her new hit, Whiskey Side of Me. Enjoy.
Good night.
Eat me.